The news in touch with your world. Good morning. Radovan Krejcik's trial to begin and Pastorius' defence enters critical phase. The trial of Czech fugitive Radovan Krejcik and five others implicated in the kidnapping and attempted murder of an East Rand man will begin in the High Court in Johannesburg today. Krejcik is charged with dealing in drugs, attempted murder and kidnapping, together with Desai Lupondo, Samuel Maropeng, George Ntorwane, Jan Mofokeng and Siboniso Mia. All except Mia and Krejcik were released on 5,000 Rand bail in December. Krejcik's lawyers have launched four unsuccessful bids for his release on bail. In another case, Krejcik also faces a charge of murder along with Mia, Police Sergeant Nandi Nkosi and Nkanyiso Mafunda in connection with the death of Phumlani Ncube in July last year. Krejcik, along with Mia, Mafunda, Nkosi, Zodumo Biela, Jacob Nare and Owen Serrero are also alleged to have been part of a group that conspired to kill Police Colonel Nkosana Klemba and Investigator Paul O'Sullivan, who had been investigating Krejcik. Oscar Pistorius's murder trial enters a critical phase today as his defence team attempts to recover from a faltering start and reinforce the Paralympian's claim that he shot dead girlfriend Reva Steenkamp by mistake, thinking she was an intruder. Pistorius's mindset when he fired four shots through a closed bathroom door in the early hours of Valentine's Day last year remains the crux of the trial that is about to start its seventh week. Legal experts say if Pistorius's defence, which will resume calling witnesses after a two-week recess, can show that his version is a reasonable explanation, the athlete's shaky testimony will be rendered irrelevant and the judge should acquit him of murder. While testifying, Pistorius at times contradicted earlier testimony or said he didn't remember details. Former state prosecutor Marius de Toy, however, said it's not over for Pistorius as the defense could still show another plausible scenario. And the visually impaired will be able to cast a secret vote for the first time at Wednesday's polls. Jace Nair from the National Council for the Blind says a new cardboard universal ballot template, adopted from a similar one used in Canada, features windows numbered in braille and raised letters.
The blind or partially sighted person will slide the ballot paper into the template and the windows are cut out exactly at the point where the box appears on the actual ballot paper. So the blind person will then be able to identify where their party of choice is, be able to count the number of windows or use the braille numbers.
Plastic ballot templates were first introduced in 2009, but the vote wasn't secret as the blind still required assistance in casting their ballots. Top story at 8, the trial of Czech fugitive Radovan Krejcik and five others charged with kidnap and attempted murder will begin in the High Court in Johannesburg today. Follow OFM's brand new news page on Twitter. Go to @OFMNews9497.